And good evening and welcome to Vandals football here tonight on WKRV. As we are at Don Stout Field tonight for the Vandals and the Greenville Comets. The Vandals come into this game at 5-0 on the season. The Comets come in at 3-2 on the year as we get set to get this one underway in just a few moments. We did not see the coin flip. And I've asked everybody in the booth, and nobody saw it. So nobody saw the coin flip tonight. So we're going to be guessing along with you on who's getting it as they come out here and open up here tonight. So the Vandals and the Greenville Comets. The Vandals are coming off their 49-6 win over the Gillespie Miners on Saturday. And Greenville lost last Friday 47-7 at Pena. So we get set to get this one underway here tonight between the Vandals and the Greenville Comets. It's a pleasant night. The sun going down has knocked down the temperature quite a bit. And, of course, we are on the field turf tonight here at Greenville Don Stout Field. So the Vandals, they are in their road white jerseys with red pants trimmed in white. And the Greenville Comets in their blue jerseys with white and black stripes on the sleeves and white pants and their blue helmets. And on one side of their helmets is a comet. And on the other side is their numbers. So they have their numbers on their backs and on the left side of their helmets as well. The Vandals will be receiving to start this one off. Now, my assumption would be, if that is the case, then I bet Greenville won the toss and they deferred to the second half. That would be my guess. So, Patty McDowell, Brent McCarty, and Connor Depew are deep for the Vandals. The Vandals will be going right to left here in this opening quarter here tonight. So just about set to get this one underway with the opening kickoff here tonight as the Comets get set to kick it away. And they will try the onside kick. And we have got a scrum, and I think the Comets came up with it. They did. So Greenville recovers the onside kick right out of the gate. So Greenville already, as they recover the onside kick, they start it off and get an opportunity here, and they will have good field position to start us off. So the Comets, with the onside kick, they recover, and they will have it at the Vandal 45-yard line. So the Comets, their quarterback Ackerman and Oliver, their running back, in the backfield. Three receivers line up right, one left. They will kick Oliver out, and they'll fling it out to him. Pass is low, and it's incomplete. And it'll bring up second down and 10 for the Greenville Comets. Oliver is within 80 yards, inside 80 yards, of being over 1,000 for the year. He's got 18 rushing touchdowns. He is a load. And that will be the Vandals' responsibility tonight to try and slow him down with this Comet offense. Two receivers line up to the right, one left from the shotgun. And Ackerman hands it off, and that is straight into the middle for Oliver. And he gets ahead to about the 44-yard line. That's a pickup of one, maybe two. Third down and 8 coming up for the Greenville Comets. They are in Vandal territory. They recover the onside kick on the opening kickoff. Three receivers will line up right. One will line up left for the Greenville Comets. Ackerman, their quarterback, has Oliver in the backfield with him. He puts him in motion, slots him out to the right, and we've got a false start, I believe, against the Comets here. And not seen, heard the whistle, but I didn't see anything else. Maybe there wasn't a flag. It was just not an official that was ready to go. So I think that was the case. No, it's offsides against the Vandals. So the Vandals are offsides, and that will make it a lot easier for the Comets. So the Vandals with a penalty. And penalties have been an issue at times for the Vandals. So the Comets move it ahead, and it is now third down and 3 for the Comets at the Vandal 39. Ackerman takes the snap, drops back the pass. Now he is going deep. It is tipped, incomplete. The intended receiver back there for the Comets, it was Jordan Colburn with the defense for the Vandals, and Caden Boyce was the intended receiver on the near side of the field for the Greenville Comets. The Comets going left to right here in this opening quarter. So Jordan Colburn was defending him, and it got tipped away, and it'll bring up a fourth down and three for the Comets. It'll be from the pistol formation this time with Oliver in the backfield. They put a man in motion left to right. Now they look to the sideline, maybe change up the play a little bit. Fourth down and three for the Comets from the Vandal 39. Ackerman takes the snap, hands it off to Oliver. He's trying to get to the outside, and he does, and he's got the first down and a lot more. The Vandals finally force him out of bounds at about the 25-yard line on the near side of the field. So a first down for the Comets as they move the football well after getting that onside kick. So the Comets deep into Vandal territory, and they will have it at the Vandal 26-yard line. First down and 10 for the Comets from the Vandal 26. Ackerman hands it off. This is Oliver. Steps through the middle. He is through for the touchdown. 26-yard touchdown run for Oliver. Two big runs in a row from Oliver. The Comets on the board at the 10:56 mark. So Oliver with a 26-yard run. And this game already a ton different than it was last week for the Greenville Comets. This comes at the 10:56 mark in the first quarter. So Greenville already on the board. And now they will attempt the extra point. So the Comets lead it. And now some trouble. Greenville will have to try for the two-point conversion, and they're going to get it. So I'm not sure if it was a fake or not, but either way, it is good. And that makes it 8-0. 8-0. The Greenville Comets on top of the Vandals. We are just barely a minute into this game. Let's take a break on WKRV.
All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online. At your hometown Vandalia Denny's.
So back here as we get set for the kickoff. And anybody that thought this was going to be like last week for Greenville, no way. It was not, and that possibility is even gone as the Comets lead it 8-0, 1:04 into this one. They recover the onside kick, two big runs from Oliver, and the Comets are on the board leading 8-0. And now a line drive kick goes in and out of McCarty's hands. He has to pick it up, then drops it again, and he's in trouble. And he is going to be brought down all the way back inside the end zone. And that's, let's see if it is in the end zone or not. We're looking. The officials are looking. So it is not the, they thought he was in the end zone. It looks like he's going to be at about the one. And McCarty had all kinds of trouble with it. So the Vandals have the ball at their own 1-yard line, trailing 8-0. Two receivers left, one right for the Vandals. It is DePue and Jordan Colburn to the left. Snap and Stumball will run it. Gets out of the end zone with it, but not by much. Maybe picked up a yard or two, and it'll bring up second and long. Second down and 8, it looks like, for the Vandals. He gives himself a slight bit of breathing room. Now, when you're from the shotgun and you have the ball at the inside the 5, you're in the end zone when you receive the snap. Hinton is in the backfield with Quentin Stumball. Three receivers will line up to the right for the Vandals. One to the left. The Vandals going right to left here in this first quarter. Snap to Quentin Stumball. He rolls left, squares his shoulders. Long pass, incomplete. He overthrew Connor DePue. He overthrew Connor DePue, and it'll bring up a third down and long for the Vandals. Third down and 8 for the Vandals from their own 3. So this game has started out exactly how the Vandals did not want it to. The onside kick for the Comets. They get the touchdown. then the two-point conversion. They lead it 8-0, and here the Vandals are at their own three with a third down and eight. Two receivers line up on each side. It is DePue and Colburn to the left, and it is Casey and McCarty to the right. Hinton is in the backfield with Stumbaugh. He drops back to pass, flips one up. That is to Connor DePue. Connor trying for some room. He's got a first down ahead to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, and he's driven out of bounds on the near side of the field. So the Vandals do get the first down. Quentin Stumbaugh just flipped it out to Connor DePue and let him do the rest. And he gets it ahead to the 29-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Ahead to their own 29. Oh, a 27-yard completion, Stumbaugh to DePue. Two receivers, three receivers line up to the right, one left. Quentin fakes the handoff. He's able to break a couple of tackles and stays on his feet ahead to about the 39-yard line. That's going to put him second down and about a half a yard. So second down and very short. Second down and about a half yard, literally. He's got it ahead just short of the 39. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Two receivers will line up left. That is DePue and Colburn. It is Casey and McCarty lining up right, Hinton in the backfield with Quentin Stumbaugh on a second and short. Flips it out to Colbert. He fumbles the ball. The Vandals do recover very quickly, and it should be a first down on where they recovered the ball. So they recover the ball all the way up at about the 44. So the Vandals have had a little trouble hanging on to the ball. There was the onside kick for Greenville to start. McCarty had trouble handling the kickoff and then a fumble right there. So the Vandals have started off with a little bit of issue hanging on to the football. It'll be first down and 10 for the Vandals. The fumble actually worked for them in some yardage. Ahead to their own 44. Stumbaugh takes the snap, drops back the pass, flushed out of the pocket, rolls right, looking. He's just going to go ahead and run, and he'll get into Comet territory ahead to the 49. Well, Quentin Stumbaugh eventually just put his head down, gained about seven, second down and three. Second down and three for the Vandals at the 49-yard line of the Comets. The Vandals trail 8-0. Three receivers line up left, one right. Three receivers to the left. It is Casey, DePue, and Colburn. That is McCarty lining up to the right, Hinton in the backfield with Quentin Stumbaugh on a second and three. He hands it off to Dylan Hinton, who powers his way ahead. He had the first down before he ran into some resistance, but he does have the first down ahead to the Comet 45-yard line. 8 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. The Comets lead the Vandals 8-0. Greenville got the onside kick on that opening kickoff and then a couple of big runs from Oliver, and they were into the end zone just a minute and 4 seconds into this game. Three receivers line up left, one right for the Vandals from the pistol formation. Stumbaugh takes the snap. Gets a quick outlet. That's to Andrew Casey. Andrew gets stumbled up. He did get some yardage ahead to about the 40, I believe. And so Andrew Casey with the catch. Looks like they're going to spot him ahead to the 38. They're going to give him a little extra roll there, and it'll bring up a second down and three. Second down and three for the Vandals from the Comet 38. Vandals trail it 8-0. Three receivers will line up to the right, one left. That is Connor DePue on the left on the near side of the field. Vandals going right to left here in this opening quarter. Stumbaugh from the pistol, fakes the handoff, gets a pass out to McCarty. McCarty gets a couple of blocks, does get a first down, not a whole lot more. And the Vandals do have a first down. The Vandals have had really one big play. Connor DePue had a 20-plus yard play on this drive, but otherwise it's been a little bit more methodical on this drive. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Ahead to the Comet 33-yard line. 6 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Three receivers will line up left, one right. Dylan Hinton will be in the backfield. Quentin Stumbaugh from the shotgun with Hinton to his left. Takes a snap, fakes a handoff, going to run it himself. Trying to get to the outside, turns the corner, still looking for room. Doesn't get a whole lot. Probably ahead to about the, that'll end up being pretty good gain, ahead to about the 25. So a pickup of about seven, second down and three. Second down and three, maybe second down and two, as he's ahead to about the Comet 25-yard line. First down, or second down, I should say. Second down and about two for the Vandals from the Comet 25. We're inside. We're more than halfway through this quarter. Stumbaugh takes the snap. Gets a pass away, and there's, oh, nearly intercepted. The Comet defender had his hands all over it, but could not corral it. That is Austin Wall, number 43, very good defensive player for the Comets, and he nearly picked that one off. So it's going to bring up a third down and about three for the Vandals from the Comet 25-yard line, third down and three. Two receivers line up right. One left, that is Connor DePue from the pistol formation. Stumbaugh takes a snap, hands it off to Hinton, and Dylan slipped. He did not get the first down. Dylan slipped. I think he got to about the 24, only picked up about a yard. So it's going to bring up fourth down and about two. Fourth down and two for the Vandals. Fourth down and two from the Comet 24. So a big early fourth down. Vandals trail 8-0. 5:10 remaining. First quarter. Stumbaugh takes the snap. Runs. He's got the first down as he gets inside the 20. So the Vandals get the first down. Running off left tackle was Quentin Stumbaugh as he just kept it himself. And gets it ahead to the 19-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Comet 19. They trail 8-0, 4 minutes, 50 seconds remaining in this first quarter. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Comet 19. This has been a long drive. This started at the Vandal 1. We started this drive at the 1. Quinton has trouble, drops the ball, flips it out, caught quickly by Colburn. But he's going to be wrapped up basically at the line of scrimmage, maybe lost a yard. Stumbaugh had trouble on the snap. He dropped it and then just had to flip it out, and the Vandals are going to lose at least a yard, maybe two. It's like about a yard and a half, so we'll call it second and 11. Second down and 11 for the Vandals just outside the Comet 20-yard line. Three receivers line up left, one right. The one man to the right on the far side of the field is McCarty. It is Casey, DePue, and Colburn lining up to the left. Stumbaugh from the pistol. Takes the snap. Drops back. Has some time. Pass away. Caught. That is Casey. Andrew fights far side of the field down at about the 16, I believe. So it's going to bring up a third down for the Vandals. And about eight. So third and eight. Third down and eight for the Vandals now from the Comet 16-yard line. They have not given up. The Comets haven't. When it looks like we got a timeout here. Looks like the Vandals are going to take a timeout. So the Vandals take a timeout. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar dealer. Call them at 619-5535 or stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. Timeout's also brought to you by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide variety of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. You can find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K-Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. So the Vandals take a timeout. They're looking at a third down and eight from the Comet 16-yard line. Greenville leads it 8-0. They recovered an onside kick on the opening kickoff, and then a couple of big runs from Oliver, including the 26-yard touchdown run, was enough. And then they got a two-point conversion to add on, and they lead it 8-0 here. We have 3:22 remaining in the first quarter. Stumbaugh from the pistol. Quick pass out. That is to Connor DePue. Connor looking for room. He's going to cut back to the other side of the field. finding room to the 10, to the 5, but we've got a flag down behind the play. We've got a flag down behind the play. Way behind the play. He did get in for the touchdown, but we have two flags down, and I believe that'll bring it back. DePue cut from the near side to the far side of the field to get into the end zone eventually. The flags were way behind him. And it's going to be against them. So a penalty against the Vandals. That's going to push the Vandals all the way back to the 31-yard line. I did not see the signal on the... I looked down just about the time he got it, but it is a flag against the Vandals. There were two of them out. And this is a third down and long, a third down and 23 now for the Vandals, all the way back at the Comet 31. Third down and 23 from the Comet 31. Three receivers left, one right. Stumbaugh takes the snap. He's running, looking for room, doesn't find that much. Ahead to about the 28. And it's going to bring up a fourth down and long. And we'll see what the Vandals want to do here. That ball about the 28-yard line, that would be, that'd be an awful long field goal to Aspen Cole Durbin. You're looking at about a 45-yarder, so the Vandals are going to have to go for it here. Fourth down and 20. Fourth down and 20 for the Vandals at the Comet 28. Fourth down and 20 for the Vandals at the Comet 28. Stumbaugh drops back the pass. Flushed out of the pocket. He's under pressure, and he's sacked, and the Comets will take over. So the Vandals drive it. They had a touchdown, but a penalty brought it back, and now the Comets take over. So the Comets take over. 2 minutes, 22 seconds remaining in this first quarter. So Greenville takes over as the Vandals give it up on downs. Comets take over at their own 33. And in motion is Oliver, slides out to the right. Ackerman's going to run it himself, and he gets ahead to the 39. Tackled by Bryce Hartley. And that's going to be an option for them because you have to put so much attention on to Oliver. Second down and 4. As Ackerman keeps it himself. Three receivers line up, right, one left. For Ackerman, the quarterback, takes the snap, hands it off to Oliver, and he's going to be brought down maybe a half-yard loss or so, and it'll bring up third down. He tried to take it right through the middle, nothing there. And it is at the 39. Third down and about 3 for the Comets. From their own 39, 1.5 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. Greenville leads the Vandals 8-0. Two receivers line up left, one right for the Comets. Ackerman, he takes the snap, hands it off to Oliver, fighting, but he is not going to get the first down. Maybe picked up a yard, and it's going to bring up a fourth down at about 2. Fourth down at about 2. See what the Comets do. Are they going for it? They just seem like they're kind of rolling the dice a little bit, and I think they are. They're going for it. So they're either going to try to draw the Vandals off sides. We'll see here. They couldn't. That's what they were trying to do, I think, to try to draw the Vandals off sides. Now, their punter is Oliver. So when he drops back here, that gives kind of a little bit of a false sense a little bit because he is their punter. And they'll go for it. Oliver trying to get to the outside. He does. He has the first down. He gets to the far side of the field and gets ahead to the 45. He has, when he has gotten to the outside, he has been dangerous. There is a flag down, however, and it is a hold against the Comets. That brings us all the way back to the 31 for Greenville. And they'd have to repeat fourth down. Now, that may change the philosophy so far, and this is the way things go, up, down, and the Comets are going to punt now. So far, all the little things like that have went the Comets' way. Not saying you don't make your own luck. You do a lot of times. This is kind of the first thing that has went the Vandals' way. Like I said, you make your own luck a lot of times, but the way the things bounce sometimes, too, comes in. So on a 4th and 11, Oliver will drop back the punt. DePew and Colburn are back to receive for the Vandals. It is a high kick toward Colburn's side, and I think he's just going to let it roll, and the Comets will touch it down at the 31-yard line. So the Vandals will take over at their own 31, much better field position than their first time. 6.2 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. The Vandals trail the Greenville Comets 8-0. And the Vandals had the one possession, started at their own one, had a touchdown called back by a penalty, and ended up giving it up on downs, but they did stop the Comets on the next possession. So the Vandals will get one play in here. First down and 10 from their own 31. Three receivers right, one left. They'll hand it off. Connor DePew is in the backfield. He breaks the tackle, able to stay on his feet, and goes out of bounds. See where they mark him down at as the end of the quarter has come. He's going to be very close to having a first down. So that is the end of the first quarter. The Comets lead the Vandals 8-0. We'll take a break on WKRV.
School is back in full swing, and F&B Community Bank is here to help students stay ahead. Their student checking accounts are designed just for you. With a $15 minimum opening balance, no monthly fees, and all the digital tools you need to manage your money on the go. Whether it's paying for lunch, splitting costs with friends, or keeping track of your spending, F&B makes it simple and stress-free. Stop by your local branch today and open your student checking account. Start building good money habits now with the F&B Community Bank. For more information, visit the FNB.com or call them at 618-283-1141. FNB Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville, member FDIC.
So back here for the second quarter, the Greenville Comets lead the Vandals 8-0. The Vandals do have the football. And a first down they did get. Connor DePew did get a first down on that run, first down and 10. Ahead to their own 41-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 41. They are going left to right here in the second quarter. Three receivers line up left, one right. Stumball fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself, and there was nothing there. And he is brought down at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10. So second down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 41-yard line. Vandals trail 8-0, just underway, second quarter. Three receivers line up left. That is Colburn, Casey, and DePew to the left. To the right on the near side of the field is McCarty. Dump off in the shotgun, hitting in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. This is actually Patty McDowell. McDowell trying to break a tackle, gets ahead to about the 45-yard line. McDowell in the backfield there. Picks up about 4 yards, and it's a third down and 6. So the Vandals are faced with a tough third down in their own territory. Third down and 6 from their own 45. And the yards have not been as easy to come by so far tonight. Third down and 6 for the Vandals from their own 45-yard line. Three receivers line up right. One left. Stumball in the shotgun position. He takes the snap, rolls left. He's going to look to run, and he's brought down at the line of scrimmage. He didn't get anything, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and 5. Might have got a half a yard, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and 5. Stumball took a pretty good shot. As he gets up limping a bit, the Vandals are going to be forced to punt it away. So fourth down for the Vandals. Andrew Casey will drop the punt. 10 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Andrew Casey dropping back the punt. Two men deep for the Comets. Not sure what. Oh, delay a game against the Vandals? Jeez. So, be a 5-yard penalty, I believe. Is that what he gave? I'm not sure. Oh, an illegal substitution. That, my bad. Still a 5-yard penalty, so basically puts them at the 4th-down-and-10 marker. Go back at their own 41 to punt. It has not gone well for the Vandals so far tonight. Andrew Casey waits on the snap. He has it. It's away, a pretty good kick. Comets try. They drop it. Ball is loose. The Comets, I believe, though, did recover back at about the 21-yard line. So the Comets did recover after they had trouble with it. And Greenville will have it back at about their 21. That would have been one of the breaks the Vandals would have been looking for there. So the Comets with the football. This will be their third possession of the night. First possession ended in a touchdown. Second possession, they did punt. They lead it 8-0. 9 minutes, 47 seconds remaining in the second quarter. And a snap. This is going to be a wildcat situation. And a ball ahead to about the 24-yard line for the Comets. That is Dominic Sanchez that took the snap. Sanchez, a 6'1", 205-pound senior. That would be more of a wildcat setup there. And now the quarterback Ackerman back out there. Second down at 8, he picked up 2 yards there. Ackerman takes the snap, gives a handoff. Oliver trying to get to the outside, and the Vandals able to run him down at about the 25-yard line. It'll bring up a third down and I believe about 8. I don't think he gained anything from where they spot it. Doesn't look like he did. Maybe half yard. Third down and 8, we'll call it. Third down at about 8 for the Comets from their own 25-yard line. Ackerman, two receivers to his left, one right, Oliver in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. He drops back the pass. In some trouble, fumbles the football, and there are a lot of Vandals back there with him. Hartley back there. I think the Comets did recover. So the Comets did recover, I think. I've never seen a signal. So, yes, they did recover. So it's going to be a 4th down all the way back at about the 7-yard line for the Comets. So Ackerman was in trouble, fumbled, and it ends up back at the 7. So the Comets, Oliver is 2 steps in his own end zone as he punts this one away, and he just punts it straight out of bounds. So he just punts it straight out of bounds, and the Vandals will have the football in good field position. So the Vandals, who still trail 8-0, 7:49 remaining in the second quarter, will take over. So the Vandals will get the short field after the kick straight out of bounds. Well, that kick was, it just went straight out of bounds. Vandals going left to right. Here in this second quarter, they trail 8-0. Vandals with the football at the Comet 19. One receiver right, 3 left for Quentin Stumbaugh, who's in the pistol. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Comet 19. They have still not been at the scoreboard tonight. Stumbaugh takes a snap, drops straight back, rolls right, looking, throws it. It is intercepted. It is intercepted by the Comets. So the Vandals had excellent field position. Very first play from scrimmage. It is intercepted, and the Comets take over. Stumbaugh kept rolling. And that looked like one that it might have been a good idea just to throw it away. So So the Vandals with the turnover. And the Comets will have the football. So Greenville has it at their own 6-yard line. Ackerman takes the snap. Gives it to Oliver straight through the middle. And he gets ahead to about the 7, maybe the 8. And it'll bring up second down and long for the Comets. The Vandals still have not scored tonight. They trail 8-0, 7 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the second quarter. It is second down and 9. Second and 9 for the Comets. Ackerman from the shotgun takes the snap, hands it to Oliver. He's trying to get to the outside, and the Vandals don't let it. The defense closed on him quickly. Colburn was in on the tackle. And Bryce Hartley been on that tackle for the Vandals. And it's going to bring up a third down and about 7, maybe 8 for the Comets. Third down, about 7. Ball at about the 9-yard line, their own 9-yard line for the Greenville Comets. Third and 7 from their own 9, Ackerman. And it looks like the Comets now will take a timeout. So the Comets will take a timeout. We'll take a break as well on WKRV.
Did you know the Career Pathways tool at Kaskaskia College offers an easy roadmap to your desired career? Within just 4 clicks, you'll see a custom plan outlining required classes, 4-year transfer options, as well as local job opportunities for your chosen path. You'll even see valuable cost savings in real time. Whether you're a high school student, transfer student, or looking to change careers, the Career Pathways tool is the simple first step to a promising future. Visit pathways.kaskaskia.edu today.
6 minutes, 33 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The Greenville Comets are facing a third down and 7 from their own 9. They lead it 8-0. This comes right after the interception. The Vandals were intercepted. The Vandals got it first and 10 from the Comet 19 after a punt that went straight out of bounds. And they were not able to capitalize. First play from scrimmage was an interception. So the Comets with the ball. The Vandal defense trying to get it back. Third down and 7. From the Comet 9 for the Comets. Ackerman takes the snap. Looking to pass. It is knocked down. The Vandals got a hand on the ball. Look like getting pressure on the quarterback. I believe that's Gunner Major. They got pressure on the quarterback, hit his arm. And had the pass go errant. So it brings up a 4th and 7. The Comets forced to punt. We'll see what they do here on this punt. Last one just went straight out of bounds. Fourth down and 7. Oliver is the punter. Now always keep that in mind. So he takes the snap. Puts this one high in the air. That is going to be caught by Jordan Colbert. He gets a little bit of running room, gets ahead to about the 37 into Comet territory. So the Vandals will have good field position. By the way, timeouts are brought to you in part by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They are at 720 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K-Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. Also brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. And Rock Bottom Tire, we'll get to their information in a minute here as the Vandals get ready for this first and 10 from the Comet 37-yard line. Stumball hands it off. That's Depew. Connor cuts, looking for room, stays on his feet, still on his feet, and gets ahead to about the 26, I believe. It will be a first down for the Vandals. Rock Bottom Tire, they offer new tires, quality used tires. They are also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by and see them, 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. So it is a first down for the Vandals on the run by Connor Depew. First down and 10 for the Vandals at the Comet 26-yard line. The Comets have kept the Vandals from breaking out in any big plays so far. Vandals go tighter to the line much, much tighter with the receivers, and they're stacked on the right side, three receivers stacked, and now I believe the Vandals are going to take a timeout. So the Vandals are going to take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout as well on WKRV.
When it's time to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, you need to see Hex Chevrolet in Vandalia. Hex Chevrolet is your full-service dealership. They will help you get your new vehicle financed and make sure you get a deal you're happy with. Hex Chevrolet's service department is ready to help you get back on the road again if you have problems. For a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle, choose the dealer that will be with you all the way. Hex Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin, downtown Vandalia. Check out their website at VandaliaChevy.com or call 283-0381.
So the Vandals will have a first down and 10 from the Comet 26 coming up. You just joined us. 5 minutes, 37 seconds remaining, second quarter. The Vandals trail 8-0. The Comets recovered an onside kick on the opening kickoff. They took it in for a touchdown, and that has been the only scoring so far. Vandals had a touchdown brought back by a penalty. Three receivers line up right, one left. Stumball rolls, now turns back to his left. Gets a pass away. He's got DePue. He caught it. Or did he? No, it's incomplete. He did not catch it. The Comets were right there covering him. And they were able to knock it away. I thought he had it, but he did not hang on. Looks like Provis knocked it away from him. And it'll bring up a second down and 10. So they try to go deep to Connor DePue, but he is... had a lot of traffic around him. Second down and 10 for the Vandals from the Comet 26. Well, it looked like he caught that at first, but it was knocked away. Second down and 10 from the Comet 26. Stumball takes the handoff. Keeps it himself. Rolling right. Looking for room to run. Able to stay on his feet. And he does get some yardage inside the 20. See where they spot him at on the near side of the field. Vandals going left to right here in this second quarter. Looks like a 9-yard gain, second and one. So he got ahead to the 17. Second down and one from the Comet 17. Two receivers line up left. That is DePue and Colburn. One to the right is Andrew Casey. Second down and one for the Vandals from the Comet 17. Thumb off in the pistol. Hands it off to Dylan Hinton. He looks to get outside, and he has the first down. Ahead to the 14, I believe. So a first down for Dylan Hinton on the run. Ahead to the 14. First down and 10 for the Vandals. The Vandals having to do things a little differently tonight. Greenville has limited the big play ability so far tonight. Two receivers left, one right. Stumball from the pistol. Takes the snap. Gives it back to him. Dylan right into the pile. Maybe picked up a yard. Maybe two. Looks like about two when it's all said and done. Actually, nope, where they're going to spot it, second and nine. Second and nine from the 13 for the Vandals. Second and nine from the Comet, 13-yard line. We are down to 3 minutes, 50 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The Comets lead it 8-0. Two receivers to the left, two right. Man in motion, that is Colburn. They're going to give it to Colburn. He cuts back, and nothing there. Maybe a yard. Colburn was trying to cut from the left to the right side of the field, and he was going to cut back looking for some room, but there wasn't anything there. Maybe got a yard. They're going to give him nothing, and it's fourth down and nine. So the Vandals face with another fourth down. Excuse me, third. It was third. It was second just a moment ago. My apologies. Second down and now third down and nine. So a third and nine for the Vandals from the Comet 13. Three receivers left, one right. Third and nine from the 13. Stumball rolls left. Pass away, incomplete, underthrown. Down at the feet of Andrew Casey, and now they face the fourth and nine. So we'll see what the Vandals do. This is at the 13. You're looking at about a 30-yard field goal. Still leave the Vandals behind 8-3. But it certainly looks like they're going for it. At some point, they have got to break through if they're going to win the football game. Three receivers line up left. That is Casey, DePew, and Colbert. One to the right, McCarty. Fourth and 9, Stumbaugh takes the snap. Rolls, looking, pass away, incomplete. Greenville takes over. Vandals come up empty on the fourth down. That was Andrew Casey. Had his hands on it, could not hang on in the end zone near side. And the Comets take over, and the Vandals are still not on the scoreboard. And we are down to 2:50 remaining in the first half. And remember, the Comets now have the ball coming out in the second half. So the Comets pretty much can make this back-to-back possession. They lead it 8-0. This is Ackerman. Oliver in the backfield with him. He hands it off to Oliver, who tries to go straight into the pile. Pushes the pile and pushes him ahead to about the 19. Picks up maybe 5-6 yards. He just pushed the pile. Vandals did not bring him down. And that's how good of a runner he is, all the way ahead to the 20. And it's 2nd and 2. Second down and 2 for the Comets. Second down and 2 for the Comets from the Vandal 20. Ackerman takes the snap. He's going to run it himself, and he is going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. He tried to take it straight into the pile. Nothing there. And it'll bring up a third down and about 2 for the Comets at their own 20-yard line. Third down at about 2. For the Comets from their own 20-yard line, just across their 20. 1:50 remaining in the first half. Vandals would love to get one more offensive opportunity here. Ackerman from the shotgun, Oliver in the backfield with him. Ackerman takes the snap, high snap, gives it off to Oliver, and he's going to have enough for the first down ahead to the 25. So the Comets get the first down and we'll be able to close out the first half at least with the football. As we're down to 90 seconds, and remember, they get it back coming out second half. So the Comets will carry a lead into halftime. Ackerman takes a high snap, pitches it to Oliver. He breaks one tackle, trying to get to the outside, and the Vandals finally force him out of bounds at the 34-yard line. That was a scary play, and I'll tell you why. The high snap, that kind of throws everything off, and you kind of worry about when you got broken plays. And that's kind of what I was a little worried about there. You get people kind of discombobulated going the wrong direction. Second down and 3. He did get out of bounds, so the clock stopped at 1:08. Now the Vandals have to make sure the Comets don't make it a 2-score game before halftime. Ackerman takes a high snap again. He's under pressure. Passes fumbled, and the Vandals may have it. They do. Jordan Colburn with a recovery. So the Comets fumble, turn it over. The Vandals recover. This is a golden opportunity for the Vandals, one that you did not expect to get just a second ago. 1 minute exactly on the clock. So a golden opportunity for the Vandals now after the turnover. The Vandals recover the fumble. Three receivers will line up right, Colburn, Casey, and McCarty. One man left, that is DePew. Little hitch and go here from Stumbaugh. He's going to go deep. He's got a man. It is Connor DePew. Caught. Touchdown. 33-yard strike. Stumbaugh to DePew, who slid into the end zone And the Vandals are on the board for the first time tonight. Stumbaugh to Depew, 33 yards. This comes with 53.3 seconds remaining in the second. And the Vandals are going to go for two. So the Vandals trailing now 8-6. They're going to go for two. So a quick touchdown for the Vandals. They got a golden opportunity after that fumble. And it looks like the Vandals are going to use another timeout here. So the Vandals will use a timeout. We'll take a quick break as well on WKRV.
DC Concrete and Construction is a call to make for your next job. Owner Dustin Chandler has 20 years experience in the industry. Dustin and his crew handle residential and commercial work, foundations, flat work, and stamped concrete. DC Concrete and Construction is professional, dependable, and they guarantee the highest quality work. Call DC Concrete and Construction at 618-267-2571. At 618-267-2571. Visit their website, dcconcreteandconstruction.com, or find them on Facebook. That's DC Concrete and Construction.
So the Vandals are on the board, and they are looking to attempt the two-point conversion to try and tie it, 53.3 seconds remaining in the first half. So the Vandals will attempt the two-point conversion. Stumbaugh from the pistol takes a snap. Drops back. Quick pass. Caught. And he is in. Yes, he is. Two-point conversion is good. Andrew Casey with the catch. And the Vandals have tied it. So the two-point conversion is good. Andrew Casey in. And the Comets do have a player down. I see a lot. I see some folks didn't think he was in. I felt like he was in from... I thought he caught the ball in the end zone from my angle, but so there is a Comet player down. So the Vandals do tie it. So we're tied 8-8 with 53 seconds remaining until halftime. So the Comets, it was Eli Neely who was down. And the Vandals will get set to kick it away. Touchdowns. Brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh Heating and Air at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. Also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Vandals with a squib kick. And the Comets will catch it and put it down at the 26. So the Vandals, man, that is a gift. That it looked like the Comets were at least going to close out the first half with the ball, have the lead, and then the fumble, the Vandals recover, and then score the touchdown on the very next play, and then get the two-point conversion to tie at 8-8. So the Comets, though, do have the ball here. They've got 51.5 seconds on the clock. And they do have the best running back in the conference. Ackerman takes the snap over his head. He has to go back and get it. Passes away. It is caught. And there's a gaggle of Vandals around. Connor Depew in on that tackle. Along with Cole Yarborough. And the Vandals will bring him down. Matthews with the catch. Snap went over the head of Ackerman. He's had a few get over his head. Or right, very close. He's had to reach up pretty high to get them. And the ball ahead to the 26-yard line. So only lose a yard in the end for the Comets. So the Comets got lemons and were able to make lemonade. When you look at it that way, just a second and 11. So second down and 11, and the clock is going to run out, and the Comets are going to let it go. So we will head to halftime tied 8-8. 8-8 is our score here at halftime. The Vandals and the Greenville Comets tied 24 minutes into this one. We'll take a break, come back, talk some things at halftime here on WKRV.